Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 137 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to preview this week's state track meet with one athlete from each of Ankeny's four track teams. My first guest is a senior on the Ankeny Centennial boys team, and he's a standout hurdler who will be competing in both the high hurdles and the shuttle hurdle relay. He's also a standout on the football field who will be playing that sport at Grandview next year. He's Tyler Johnson. Tyler, thanks for joining me on the phone. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me, Dan.
Hey, you bet. Well, the Class 4A meet gets underway on Thursday afternoon, and you won't have to wait long to get on the track because the first event is the prelims in the boys' shuttle hurdle relay. You know, are you getting excited to get out there?
Yeah, for sure. We're really excited to go out there, and it's going to be nice to be able to have that first race and just set the tone for our whole team, and hopefully we can win our heat and make finals and set that tone for the rest of our team and the rest of our relays for that day.
Well, you and your teammates, Dominic Berry, Kobe Neighbor, and Jack Davis, you come into the meet with the fourth fastest qualifying time of 1:56. I mean, you have to feel good about your chances to qualify for Saturday's final.
Yeah, for sure. Well, in going into those finals, we're not going to try to press anything and not going to have a chance of a DQ. We're just going to go in, run our race, and make sure we run it clean and get into those finals.
Well, Cedar Rapids Kennedy was the top qualifier at 58.72, and the Cougars won the Drake Relays last month in 57.95. You know, they look obviously like the team to beat, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. They have four. Every single one of those guys is an outstanding hurdler. So, yeah, they're definitely the team to beat with Bartles on that team. So, yeah, they've always been a pretty good hurdling squad.
Well, I'm sure you guys are looking to make up for what happened at the Drake Relays when you were DQ'd. You know, I'm guessing you and your teammates are pretty motivated, you know, to end the season or your career in your case, you know, on a high note.
Yeah, for sure. And it seems like every single year something happens to the Ankeny Centennial Shuttle Hurdle Relay. So I'm going into this meet hoping to break that curse of falling and getting DQ'd. So.
Well, yeah, I know you were on that team 2 years ago that was DQ'd at state, and I don't remember exactly what happened in that race, but, you know, it's just kind of the nature of the event, isn't it? There's a lot that can go wrong in those 60 seconds.
Yep, 44 things that can go wrong is what Coach Smith likes to say.
I'll bet. Well, how will you guys approach that race on Thursday then? You know, you always have to be careful about not getting DQ'd, but it's such a short race with a little margin for error that, you know, you can't really afford to let up off the gas too much, can you?
Yeah, well, I don't think we're going to press those exchanges too much, but every single one of our guys is going to go 100% when they're running. But, yeah, those exchanges are what we're going to be really careful on because we know that those guys there can be pretty strict sometimes.
Sure. Well, obviously the goal is to get into the final, and even better than that is you want to get into that fast heat for the final, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. Well, being in that fast heat would definitely be a plus, having, you know, Kennedy on our side, having them pushing us the whole time. But, I mean, it's not worth getting DQ'd and not even making the final, so we don't want to push it too much. But yeah, like you said, we also don't want to let off the gas too much.
Sure. Well, you guys ran a time of 59.32 at the conference meet. You know, if you do get into the final, especially if you get into that fast heat against Kennedy, I mean, how fast do you think you guys can go?
I think that we can definitely go sub 59 for sure.
Well, if you do that, that'll certainly put you in the running, I would think.
Yep. Well, hopefully we'll be right there with Kennedy.
Well, then on Friday, you'll be competing in the prelims and the high hurdles. You enter the meet with a third fastest qualifying time of 14.96 seconds. You know, again, you have to like your chances, you know, to make the final, especially if you can run a clean race.
Yeah, for sure. Coming in with that good time, and yeah, if I can run a clean race, I can know I can make the finals, especially with Bartles out, which is kind of relieving for the rest of us.
Well, yeah, Drew Bartles, he was DQ'd at the district meet, and of course he was the winner of the event at the Drake Relays in 14.40. So do you feel like that race is kind of wide open now?
I wouldn't say it's totally wide open, but I'd say that the door is definitely open considering Bartles is out because he was a pretty freakish athlete.
Mm-hmm. Well, the top qualifier now is Siande Adams of Cedar Rapids Prairie. I probably botched his name, but yeah, he ran a time of 14.62 at the district. And then Mason Thompson of Ankeny is the number two seed at 14.92. And your teammate, Dominic Berry, he ran 15.19, so he's the seventh seed. You know, that'd be pretty cool if we could get multiple Ankeny guys in the finals, wouldn't it?
Yeah, for sure. That would be really somehow, that would be pretty cool.
Right, right. Well, I know you often have to run against Dominic in the same race like you did at conference and the district meets. Do you just have to treat him like any other hurdler when you get in the blocks?
Yeah, we have our little rivalry going on. But yeah, once that gun sounds off, then, I mean, we're coming at each other's necks. We're trying to beat each other. It's no more friendship there.
Sure. Well, let's talk about your team's goals. You were a freshman on the 2018 Centennial team that placed fifth in Class 4A, and that was the school's highest finish ever. You guys entered this meet as one of the top four qualifiers in six of the seven relay events, so it looks like you have the potential to score a lot of points. Do you feel like this team could finish even higher than that 2018 squad?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have a lot of guys on the team that are just willing to go out and run. Like, a lot of guys you kind of see in track, they just come out and run because they are fast. But a lot of these guys on our team have insane, like, energy, and they're always ready to run, and every single guy knows what they need to do. And we just have a huge, talented group all the way from varsity down to ninth grade.
Well, your team should also be able to score some points in the individual events. One of your fellow seniors, Tommy Collins, is the number two seed in the 400. Boy, he's really had a great year, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's always fun watching Tommy run that 400 and get his classic comeback win that he always likes to get. So, and on that 4x4, it's always nice to end the meet on a nice win from Tommy.
Well, I know Valley has won the last three Class 4A titles, but every team has changed a lot in the last 2 years. Who do you see as the teams to beat, you know, in the overall race?
I think that Waukee is going to be a pretty tough, pretty deep team. Same with Cedar Falls. They got a pretty stacked 4x4 and 4x8. Southeast Polk, they have those sprints, but they got DQ'd from that 4x2.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Waukee and Cedar Falls would probably be our biggest challenge, considering those two are like the two teams that are well balanced and aren't just stuck in one aspect of the meet.
All right, well, it should be a fun meet. I'm looking forward to it. Hope the weather holds up a little better than it has here the last couple of days. We don't see any more rain, but we'll see. Well, hey, good luck over the next 3 days, Tyler.
Well, thank you.
Hey, you bet. All right, my next guest is a standout middle distance runner on the Centennial girls team. She'll be taking her talents to the University of Iowa next year after she completes her high school career this week. She is Catherine Verthurms. Catherine, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, congratulations on a great season thus far. I'm sure you're anxious to get out on the track and compete this weekend. You know, are you going to be able to sleep tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know if you ever get nervous, you know, before a big meet like this.
The nerves really don't hit me until I'm on the start line, so I'm okay right now. But I think tomorrow it's going to start to hit me that, wow, it's state.
Sure. Well, you're slated to run three 800-meter races this week, and unlike the regional meet when you had to run all three of them, you know, on the same night, you'll get to run your three races on three separate days. How much of a difference do you think that will make with your performances?
It's going to make it so much better. Doing three 800s in one night was exhausting, honestly, and so doing only one 800 a day sounds like phenomenal. I'm actually really excited for it because I think it's going to go really well just having one race per day.
Well, let's break down each of your races. You'll be competing in the 4x800 relay on Thursday along with your teammates, Josie Bearden, Katie Jensen, and Rondi Quas. You guys are seated fifth in that event with a time of 9:37.75, which was just off the school record time of 9:37.23 that your team ran earlier this season. I'm sure you guys are looking to not only break that school record again, but to drop a considerable amount of time, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
Well, Southeast Polk was the top qualifier in that event with a time of 9:29.74. The Rams ran nearly 6 seconds faster than any other team. You know, they kind of look like the team to beat, don't they?
Yeah, they are. It'll be an interesting race because we didn't have Rondi with us at state qualifying.
Mm-hmm.
And we were up there with Southeast Polk for a little bit. So I'm excited to see what'll happen tomorrow.
Well, a lot of times you get that baton, you know, and you've got some girls in front of you, but you like chasing people down, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's my favorite part.
Well, then on Friday, you'll be running the anchor leg of the distance medley relay along with your teammates Olivia Anderson, Murray Breeding, and Ellie Street. You guys posted a time of 4:25.16 at the regional meet, which has you as the number 15 seed going into state. But I know you guys have changed up your lineup for state, and you're probably hoping to drop some more time, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We're subbing in two people from state qualifying. So I think we're going to drop a lot of time, and I'm excited to see what happens.
Well, you'll be running in the second section of that event, so I guess the goal is to run as fast as you can and hopefully win your section and then just kind of see where your time falls in the final placings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have a time goal for that race?
I don't think so. We haven't talked about that one quite yet because that one's not for another 2 days, but Cog or Kruzik is probably going to give us a goal to shoot for. I think right now our goal is just, you know, win the heat, see where that gets us.
Sure. Well, yeah, I know you got to take it one race at a time. Ankeny is one of the teams running in that fast section, and your future Iowa teammate, Lauren McMahon, is expected to run the anchor leg for the Hawkettes. Are you kind of disappointed that you won't be running the same section with your crosstown rival in that race?
A little bit. I raced with her at conference, and it was really fun because I've never actually raced her before. So, and we talked a bit before the race, which was nice to have a friendly face to talk to. So, yeah, I wish I could run with her, but I think it'll be okay. I think it'll still be a good race.
Well, you're gonna have a lot of chances to run with her over the next 4 years, aren't you?
I think so, yeah.
Well, on Saturday, you'll close out your career by running in the 800. You're the number 6 seed in that race with a time of 2:19.49, but last month you placed second in that race on the same track at the Drake Relays, where you set a school record with a time of 2:15.50. Do you feel like you have another race like that one in you? Well, the only girl that beat you at the relays is Ainsley Erzin of Carlisle, who you won't have to see in the Class 4A field. But there are some other great runners in the race. Kaya Downs of Sioux City East was the top qualifier with a time of 2:17.04, and she was followed closely by Lauren Schultz of Valley and Ashlyn Keeney of Iowa City Liberty. So do you look at any of those girls as the one to beat, or do you go into that race with the mindset that you're the one to beat?
I don't think I'm going in with the mindset that I'm the one to beat. Everyone there is really good competition, and it's going to be a stacked race. Like, you know, in the 800, a couple seconds, even just 1 second, can make a huge difference. So I think it's going to be some good competition, and I am going to have to, like, work really hard during the race to win it. So,
well, I don't know if you've thought too much about the 800 yet, because that is your last race, but I know that race is often a very tactical race. There'll be 12 girls in your section, and sometimes you can get caught in traffic or get stuck in a bad spot between other runners. You know, have you thought much about a strategy yet for how you want to run that race? Do you think your best chance is to push the pace on that first lap, or are you better off maybe laying back and trying to make a late run?
I mean, I haven't really thought about it much. The strategy changes race to race depending on who you're, you know, competing against. And Cog and I usually have a good strategizing session before races like that. We did that before Drake Relays too. So we haven't really talked about it yet. We're going to focus on the other races first, but I think when that time comes, we're going to figure out a good strategy for that.
Sure. Well, how often do you have a plan going into a race and then you get out there and then something happens that you have to adjust to anyway? I mean, maybe somebody goes out and runs a really fast, you know, first 400 that you weren't expecting. So, I mean, you kind of have to be ready for anything, don't you? Well, you've placed a seventh or higher in four different events at the state meet in both 2018 and 19, including a fifth place finish in the sprint medley relay 2 years ago. Do you feel like you've got a pretty good chance to place higher than fifth, you know, in at least one of your races this week, if not multiple ones?
I'm hoping so, yeah. I know our 4x8 and our D-Med are seated pretty good, and I'm really hoping to get one of the top places in the 800, if not, you know, the top place.
Sure.
So,
what would that mean to you if you could win, you know, one of those races and finish your career as a state champ?
That would be incredible. Oh my gosh. I've never actually imagined that I would place any higher than fifth 2 years ago. Like, that was shocking in and of itself, placing fifth at state. I think I cried, but I mean, I never imagined that I would ever have the chance to even compete for one of the top spots. So earning that would just just be the highlight of my high school career.
Well, yeah, I think you've got a good chance. Well, hey, let's talk about your team's goals a little bit. You guys tied for 12th place in Class 4A in 2019, and that was the highest finish in school history. But with the number of events that you guys have qualified for, you know, do you like your chances to be a top 10 team?
I do. I really do. Especially our 4x8 COG is giving us pretty good chances to be in the top 10 and, like, place really well. So I'm really hoping that our race goes according to plan tomorrow and we place really well.
Well, that would get you guys off to a good start. And it seems like you guys, you know, have a chance to score some points in a lot of events. You have Rondi competing in both the 3,000 and the 1,500. Millie Hill is one of the top eight qualifiers in the 400 hurdles. And your 4x2 team is seated fifth. You know, the key, though, is going to be, you know, to score points in as many events as you can, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as the team race goes, you know, Waukee is seeking its fifth consecutive title. And I was over at that regional meet in Waukee, and the Warriors looked like they were ready to defend their crown. Can you see anybody beating them? Well, in the overall team race.
In the overall team race, I mean, we're going to have some pretty good competition for that, I think. It's probably going to come down to just a couple races and a couple places. So I think, yeah, someone could probably get us, but we could also get someone else.
Well, Waukee just looks so deep and so strong in so many different events. I mean, I do think they're going to be tough to beat, but there are a lot of good teams, so it should be a fun meet. I'm looking forward to it. Well, you know, good luck, Catherine. I will see you down there.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest's premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. All right, my next guest is a senior and a standout distance runner on the Ankeny Girls Squad, and she'll be taking her talents to Iowa next year. She also plays for the Ankeny Girls Soccer Team in her spare time. She is Lauren McMahon. Lauren, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I appreciate your time, and I know you've already had a busy week with two soccer games, and we'll talk a little soccer here in a little bit. I'm sure it hasn't been easy to juggle the two sports, but I know there are a few other girls like Eden Gibson who have been doing it as well. What would you say has been the hardest part for you about juggling the two sports?
And then go to soccer practice and then also come home and then do homework as well as that and then get my stuff ready for the next day. So,
well, you're slated to run three races this week, and unlike the regional meet when you had to run, you know, all three of them on the same night, you'll get to run your three races on three separate days this week. How much of a difference do you think that'll make, you know, with your performances?
I definitely think that's going to make a big difference, especially when it comes to the 800 and the 1500, because then I'll have more fresh legs and I'll be ready to go then. And just also focusing on just one event as well, just like during that day, I feel like that will be good mentally as well.
Sure. Well, your first race will be the 3,000 on Thursday. You had the second fastest qualifying time in that event of 10:19.03, but of course you're capable of running much faster than that. Last month at the Drake Relays, you broke 10 minutes with a time of 9:59.15 while placing second in the event. So if the conditions are decent tomorrow, do you think you can break 10 minutes again? Well, Shaway Johnson of Ballard was the Drake Relays champ in that event, but of course you won't have to see her in tomorrow's race. There are some other outstanding runners in the field, however. Lauren Schultz of Valley was the fastest qualifier in a time of 10:18.55. Ashlyn Keeney of Iowa City Liberty is also in the field, along with freshman Keely Lightson of Dubuque Hempstead, who was the state cross-country champ last fall. So who do you think is the girl to beat, or do you think the race is kind of wide open?
I definitely think the race can be wide open. Each of us, we all have our, like, different strengths, and it'll be interesting to see when we're all running together and we're all really competing and we want it.
Now, because this is your first season of track, you're running against, you know, some girls like Valley Schulze who have a lot more race experience than you do. Are you still trying to get a feel for the right pace in your races, or are you pretty comfortable now when you get going to your races that you'll be ready for whatever comes your way?
I think throughout the season, I've definitely become more confident, but yes, I agree that they definitely have a lot more experience. And then knowing, I guess, when to kick to and when to hold back, I'm still kind of working on that. So, and especially to a state, it will be a completely different race and a different experience as well.
Well, I don't want you to give away any secrets, but do you have a plan in mind for tomorrow's race? Is there a certain spot that you'd like to be in early in the race, or are you maybe looking to be one of the pace setters?
I'm pretty much just kind of thinking about myself, and I really just want to give it all that I have, and then we'll just see what happens from there.
Of course, you can go into a race with a plan, and sometimes you have to throw it out the window anyway because something might happen in the race. If somebody goes out really fast, you kind of have to adjust on the fly, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. Yep, I definitely learned that from state cross country last year.
Well, then on Friday, you'll be running the 800-meter anchor leg of the distance medley relay along with your teammates Ava Vandermartel, Eden Gibson, and Ava Folk. You guys posted a time of 4:16.88 at the regional meet, which was good enough for the sixth seed. So you'll be running in the fast section against teams like Hempstead, Liberty, and Waukee. But I think you guys maybe had a couple of handoffs in that race that weren't the best, so I'm guessing you feel like maybe you'll be able to drop some more time in that event, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. Yep, we definitely still have to work on our handoffs, especially too, since it was kind of a team that we pulled together last minute. So hopefully we'll be able to do well there, yes.
Do you guys have a time goal for that race?
Not necessarily. I mean, we all just really want a PR there, so just give it everything that we have.
Well, Aiken Centennial is also in that event, but the Jaguars will be running in the second section. Your future Iowa teammate, Catherine Verthurms, who I just talked to on the podcast, is expected to run the anchor leg for Centennial. Are you kind of disappointed that you guys won't be running against each other in the same section?
Section, but I mean, if we were, it'd definitely be a great competition and someone for me to try to stay up with.
Well, then on Saturday, you'll close out the meet by running the 1500. You posted the second fastest qualifying time in that race as well, with a clocking of 4:47.92. Emily Naughton of Indianola edged you by 28/100 of a second to win the regional meet, and she was the state's fastest qualifier. So do you think we could see a replay of that regional race on Saturday with the two of you battling it out for the title?
I definitely think so. I think a bunch of other girls too could be up there. I've learned that the 1500, that is definitely a battle, and it really comes down to like seconds or even less than a second for that finish.
Well, there are some other outstanding runners in that field, including Rondi Quas of Centennial, who was the sixth fastest qualifier, and she'll also be running in the 3000 tomorrow. You know, she's certainly a threat in both of those races, isn't she?
Yeah, for sure. I had super fun though running with her this winter, so it's always good to compete with her and get a chance to run with her as well.
Well, I know you told me earlier in the season that you were still trying to figure out how to run the 1500 since you don't have as much experience at that distance. Do you feel a little more comfortable with that race now, though?
I think, yeah, I definitely feel a little bit more comfortable. I realize for the 1500, you pretty much just have to run and just that last lap, you just have to give it all that you got.
Well, in that race, too, is it more important to get out fast early because, you know, there's obviously not as much time to make up ground later in the race, right?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely learned, too, about getting boxed in and how that can really affect your times and then that can kind of mess up the rest of the race, too, if you don't get the position that you want early on.
Well, let's talk about your team's goals a little bit. You weren't on the team 2 years ago, but the 2019 squad tied for 12th place in Class 4A, and that was the school's highest finish since 2013. And with the number of events that you guys have qualified for and where you're seated, you know, you have to feel good about your team's chances to be, you know, a top 10 team, if not a top 5 team, I would think.
For sure, yeah. We're definitely going top 5 if we can. We're just going to try to give it all that we have and really compete out there.
Well, it seems like you guys, you know, have a chance to score points in a lot of events. Shelby Roeming is the top qualifier in the long jump and is the number 4 seed in the 100 hurdles. Matika Mayberry was the 4th fastest qualifier in the 100, and she's seeded 7th in the long jump. Hannah Bear is the number 2 seed in the discus. Kendra Winfrey is the number 7 seed in the shot put. And, of course, your 4x1 team is the defending champion as well as the fastest qualifier. Do you have any idea how many points, you know, this team could potentially score? Of course, Waukee is seeking its 5th consecutive title, and I was over there at that regional meet, you know, in Waukee, and the Warriors are, you know, pretty impressive. Can you see anybody beating them?
I mean, we can all give it a shot, but yeah, Waukee, they have a very great team, so it'll be tough, but
it'll be fun to try, right? Well, Lauren, I just want to ask a couple quick soccer questions before I let you go. Your team posted a 10-0 victory over Des Moines Hoover on Tuesday on your senior night, and you guys have now won 4 straight games since suffering back-to-back losses to Centennial and Johnston. Do you think the team is starting to peak with the postseason right around the corner?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely have to work on our finishing and just being able to communicate with each other well, but we're definitely getting better at that, and that's our main focus right now.
Well, you guys are currently ranked 9th, and you'll meet number 10 Ames in a regional semifinal on June 2nd, and the winner of that game would likely face number 8 Johnston in the regional final. It seems like those three teams are all pretty even, and any one of them could emerge from that bracket, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. We just need some individual players to really stand out and then, make something happen for us.
Well, these next few weeks should be fun for you both in track and soccer. I'm looking forward to it. So, hey, good luck this week. I'll see you down there at Drake.
Thank you very much.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients. You're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, my final guest tonight is a senior and a standout hurdler on the Ankeny boys team. He'll be taking his talents to Grandview next year. He is Mason Thompson. Mason, thanks for joining me. How you doing? Well, hey, the Class 4A meet begins on Thursday afternoon, and you'll be competing in the first event on the track, the prelims and the boys' shuttle hurdle relay. Are you getting excited to get out there?
Yeah, I'm pumped. We PR'd and got a pretty good time at districts last week on Thursday. We all were pretty excited about that, and we're thinking we could do some damage at state.
Well, you and your teammates, Kale Boyd, Carter Acola, and Thomas DeBrower, come into the meet with the fifth fastest qualifying time of 1:61. You know, do you feel good about your chances to qualify for Saturday's final?
I do. I believe that if we really get down to it and we all are able to drop our times a little bit from what they've been previous times, I think we really have a chance of getting third.
Well, Cedar Rapids Kennedy was the top qualifier at 58.72, and the Cougars won the Drake Relays last month in 57.95. I mean, they clearly look like the team to beat, don't they?
Try to get to that level of where they are.
When you guys placed a sixth in that relays final in 101.50, and like you said, I'm sure you guys would like to finish, you know, higher than that.
Yeah, we would. We've really been looking to get sub 1 minute this whole season, and I believe there's really no better time to do it than at state.
Well, this is the third time that both you and Kale have qualified for state in the shuttle hurdle. You guys placed fourth in the event as freshmen, then took second 2 years ago and set a school record time of 57.36. You know, so what do you think you guys can run as far as time if you all have a good race?
If we all really have a good race and run our best, I believe we could possibly even get to 59, maybe 58.7, really. We just need to really focus on getting over those hurdles as fast as we can and bringing that trail leg through and down to the next hurdle.
Well, now, how will you guys approach that race on Thursday? You always have to be careful about, you know, not getting DQ'd, but it's such a short race with a little margin for error that you can't really, you know, let up too much in order to have safe exchanges. So do you pretty much have to go all out in the prelims?
Yeah, we did. We really just tried to stay on top of our A game, and we warmed up well before. And, yeah, we were all feeling pretty good at the race. We're just looking to PR, really, and get a good time and have us looking pretty good for state.
Well, then on Friday, you'll be competing in the prelims and the high hurdles. You enter the meet with the second fastest qualifying time of 14.92 seconds. You know, again, you have to like your chances to make the final, especially if you can run a clean race.
Yeah, I think my chances are pretty good. I'm really wanting to go out there and ideally win the event. It's been a dream of mine that I've had ever since starting running track eighth grade here at Ankeny. And it'd really be a dream come true to accomplish that.
Well, of course, Drew Bartles of Cedar Rapids Kennedy won the event at the Drake Relays in 14.40, but he DQ'd at the district meet and didn't qualify for state. So do you feel like that kind of opens the door for you or for somebody else to win it?
I do. I thought it was very odd looking at the qualifying times that he wasn't in there, and I wasn't sure what happened, but hearing that he DQ'd, that's really too bad because he really was a great runner, and I thought he was going to be the main competitor for all the high hurdlers, so yeah.
Well, now Siande Adams of Cedar Rapids Prairie was the top qualifier in 14.62. Ankeny Centennial's Tyler Johnson is the number three seed at 14.96, and his teammate Dominic Berry was the seventh fastest qualifier in 15.19. And your teammate Carter is the number 12 seed at 15.47. You know, that'd be pretty cool if we could get multiple Ankeny guys into the finals, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm really proud of Carter for coming this far in the high hurdles that he has. He's a sophomore, and he's making it to state in the highs, and that's a pretty big accomplishment for such a young kid. So, yeah, it'd be awesome.
Well, I know you often have to run against a Carter in the same race like you did at the district meet. Did you just have to treat him like any other hurdler when you guys get into the blocks?
I did. Yeah, I did. We talked before the race, you know, and we were excited to run against each other, and I told him, I said, hey, just, you got to act like you're, that you want to beat me, really. And that's just going to, you always want to just beat everyone you're running against, whether they're your teammate or not. At the end of the day, it is all fun. And running against your teammate especially is just one of those many perks.
Let's talk about your team's goals a little bit. And now back in 2019, you helped Anki to a sixth place finish in Class 4A, and that was the school's highest finish since 2004. Of course, that team was led by standout distance runner Tim Sint, who won both the 1600 and the 3200. And it looks like it'll be difficult for this year's team to maybe match the 39 points that that team scored. But how high do you think, you know, this team could finish?
I think we could finish decently high. We don't have a whole lot of... If I remember correctly, we don't really have a whole lot of relays that are going in super high place at districts. We had quite a few individual events qualify coming in at first or second. But then, for the most part, I believe our relays were in on time. So it'll be interesting to see where we place. But I think overall, I think Anki can do a very good job at the state track.
Well, yeah, you guys certainly got a chance to score some points in those individual events. I mean, you got you in the high hurdles, you got Tyrese Miller in the 400, you got Justice Miller in the discus, and those are certainly three of them where you guys could score some points.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking Justice will do pretty good in the discus. He's really been waiting for this all year, and I think it's going to be a great chance for him to open up and unleash the power that he's got.
Well, as far as the team race goes, I know Valley has won the last three Class 4A titles, but, you know, every team has changed a lot in the last 2 years, and you guys just competed against Waukee at the district meet, and they're just so strong in so many different areas. You know, do you think maybe Waukee's the favorite to win it this year?
I do. Every meet that we have been at with them, it has been, it's been a real, I mean, it's just, when they win those meets and you hear the point gap, it's really just kind of crazy how many more points they have than second place or even third place.
All right, Mason. Well, hey, it should be a fun meet. I'm looking forward to it this weekend. So good luck down there. I'll probably see you down there.
All right, thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Anki Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. I want to thank my guests again for joining me tonight. We had Tyler Johnson and Catherine Verthurn from the Centennial Track teams, and Lauren McMahon and Mason Thompson from the Anki teams. Should be a fun state track meet. I'm looking forward to getting down there tomorrow, and come back next week for another edition of the Anki Fanatic Weekly Podcast.